Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of truth and joy and hope. Today's reflection is on Psalm 109. Be not silent, O God of my praise, for wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. They encircle me with words of hate and attack me without cause. In return for my love, they accuse me, but I give myself to prayer. So they reward me evil for good and hatred for my love. Appoint a wicked man against him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him come forth guilty. Let his prayer be counted as sin. May his days be few. May another take his office. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children wander about and beg, seeking food far from the ruins they inhabit. May the creditor seize all that he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his toil. Let there be none to extend kindness to him, nor any to pity his fatherless children. May his posterity be cut off. May his name be blotted out in the second generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he did not remember to show kindness, but pursued the poor and needy, and the brokenhearted, to put them to death. He loved to curse. Let curses come upon him. He did not delight in blessing. May it be far from him. He clothed himself with cursing as his coat. May it soak into his body like water, like oil into his bones. May it be like a garment that he wraps around him, like a belt that he puts on every day. May this be the reward of my accusers from the Lord, of those who speak evil against my life. But you, O God, my Lord, deal on my behalf for your name's sake, because your steadfast love is good. Deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is stricken within me. I am gone like a shadow at evening. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My body has become gaunt with no fat. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they wag their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your steadfast love. Let them know that this is your hand. You, O Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you will bless. They arise and are put to shame, but your servant will be glad. May my accusers be clothed with dishonor. May they be wrapped in their own shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save him from those who condemn his soul to death. This strong lament from David, with such distressful language, might sound a bit harsh to our ears, because we know that the Lord loves all of us, even those wicked sinners. And as sinners ourselves, sometimes we like to hear only Jesus' words of love and forgiveness. It's difficult to hear sometimes, or to be reminded, that God also is a wrathful God. But in this psalm, David is likely speaking of certain enemies of his, which he believes have cut themselves off from the Lord, refusing God's gracious love and forgiveness. It's difficult to hear the despair and anger in David's words and not feel some kind of compassion for him, because the attacks upon him at the hands of these evil people must have been nearly unbearable. Maybe you also have suffered greatly against similar enemies of your own, and you know and understand exactly what true despair looks like. Hopefully all of us in such trials will cling to the precious words of verse 4. But I give myself to prayer. If you've been reading or hearing the Psalms, you'll know by now that when David is in turmoil, whether it's from the evil attacks of others or suffering the guilt and shame of his own sins, it is always to the Lord whom David turns for the only true comfort he'll find, and he turns to him with prayerful, passionate words. words which calm his mind, his heart, his soul. God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, grants this comfort to all who seek him in faith. For not only does God comfort us in our sorrows, he has also saved us, by his own death and resurrection, from all of our sins. We recently took a family trip with our children and our grandchildren, and I recall a particular day that made me think of how God comforts us in so many ways. We'd been at a large amusement park for hours, from early morning to after dark. And it was at the end of this day, when we were all walking back to our buses, along with hundreds of other people also leaving the park, that our little 3-year-old granddaughter, who'd been lagging slightly behind, alone, with murmurs of being hungry and cold escaping her lips, suddenly rushed to my side and asked to be lifted into my arms. Of course, I lovingly obliged. She clung to me like one fearful of falling, like baby monkeys cling to their mothers while swinging through the dark tree branches. I could have let go with my arms, and she'd still be right there, her arms tightly wrapped around my neck. Well, although that little girl was still cold, still hungry, still tired, she was no longer alone. And as you might imagine, her grip soon loosened. She relaxed into my arms, knowing she was safe, and she fell asleep. She knew that she was safe and would be taken care of. The shadows that frightened her faded into the beautiful night sky as she put all of her trust in her grandmother, who, like her parents, have taught her about Jesus and his unwavering love for her, a love much stronger and more reliable than even her earthly family, for God's love leads all of us to salvation and everlasting life. He is with us always. David might have sounded harsh in the psalm today, but by faith he knew who was with him, even in the deep, dark dungeon of fear and loneliness. It was his God and his Lord who was there for him. That same God loves and cherishes us, cherishes you, watches over us, and is quick to comfort with his word, as we hear in Psalm 9, verse 9. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. That promise was true for David, for the Israelites, for the Gentiles, for you and for me, for all who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So, if we are to remember any words of this psalm sometime down the road, let it be the final words of the psalm, which remind us that we too, in times of great pain and sorrow, can pray, as in verses 30 and 31. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one, to save him from those who condemn his soul to death. Friends, we are all the needy ones. God bless you today with his word of hope and joy. We pray. Dear Lord, be with us always, especially in our dark and fearful moments, when we struggle against the evils of this world. Have mercy upon us, as you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and guide us by your word to grow in our faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.